Haresh, Hindi and Urdu.
Aryavarta, the land of the Aryans, is the ancient name of northern India. The history of the people who lent their name to this land has been mired by myth and controversy, especially since the 20th century, when the term was adopted by the Nazis to denote their concept of the master race. Traveling the extent of Aryavarta, this film investigates the meaning of Aryan in the religions of India and how it became the keystone of both German and Hindu nationalism. There is little archaeological evidence of the ancient Aryans. The first reference we have of them is in the Vedas. The Vedas are texts composed of hymns and sacred learning, utilized by Brahmin priests in the rituals of sacrifice. They also record the lineages of Aryan or noble clans and route them geographically to northern India. The Vedas were rediscovered by British colonialists in India. This event marks the beginning of the obsessive interest of both the European scholars and Hindu reformists in the idea of the Aryans as a homogeneous group. These fields are considered by Hindus to be the ancient battleground where the Aryan Kuru clan fought each other for control of their ancestral kingdom. The war and the events surrounding it were immortalized in the great Sanskrit epic Mahabharata. 19th century European scholars and Hindu reformists held the Mahabharata war to mark the end of the Aryan Golden Age. To understand the Europeans' obsession with India and the Aryans, it is necessary to go back to the 18th century. At this time, Christian missionaries in India were sending reports back to Europe that were seized upon by intellectuals for their own ideological ends. The emphasis shifted as political and trading interests in India continued to develop. Rigorous scholarship was employed to study culture and language under state patronage. Cultural speculation came to prominence with the rediscovery of the Vedas in the 19th century. It is at this time that the term Aryan enters mainstream use. The comparative study of languages led scholars to believe that the ancient Aryans originated from somewhere between Europe and India. The Indo-European link also fostered the dramatic idea that the Aryans were an aggressive and expansive people. Scholars speculated that the Aryan tribes spread out in two branches of military conquest, one heading on into Europe, the other moving on to Iran and India. The Aryan conquerors were seen as naturally superior to the subjugated populations. European thinkers built this distinction into a theory of racial hierarchy. During this time, the connection between the Germans and the Aryans began to be constructed. Questions of racial purity were of prime importance. The Aryans were thought to have civilized the primitive populations of India. This theory of beneficial Aryan rule was seriously challenged in 1921 by British and Indian archaeologists. Archaeologists discovered the ruins of major cities and settlements all along the length of the Indus River. These settlements shared commonalities that showed they were linked. The extended society became known as the Indus Valley Civilization. It was regarded as an empire in its own right, flourishing from 2700 BCE and suddenly declining around 1400 BCE. The Aryan invasion of India was thought to have occurred from 1500 BCE, so the idea that they could be responsible for the already well-established Indus Valley civilization became impossible. In Europe, stalwarts held that if the Aryans didn't create this ancient urban society, then they must have been the ones that destroyed it. However, archaeologists later showed that the collapse was not caused by marauding invaders, but by climate change and large-scale flooding. By the 1930s, the evidence against the Aryan invasions was overwhelming. Nevertheless, Nazi Germany closely identified itself with the new ideology of the Aryan. Shifting the focus away from India and Asia, they reconstructed the racial type and origins to fit in with the ambitions of the Third Reich. The swastika is an ancient symbol of India used by Hindus, Jains and Buddhists to represent well-being, good fortune and unity. The Europeans constructed a model of the Aryans that legitimized imperial ambition. For Hindu reformists, the Aryans were ancient Indians. Their identification of the Aryans as their ancestors reconnected them with their Vedic heritage and was used as a way of asserting parity with their colonial oppressors. The most prominent reformer to identify with this Aryan heritage was Dayananda Saraswati. He founded the Arya Samaj in 1875 and his main objective was to unify all Hindus under the authority of the Vedas. The Arya Samaj believed that the Vedas were revealed by God and communicated to the ancient Aryan sages and rishis of India in order to instruct mankind. The Gayatri Mantra is one of the most sacred hymns from the Rig Veda. It is revered throughout the many pathways of Hinduism. Dayananda Saraswati and other notable Hindu reformists contested the colonial invasion theory. They believed that the ancient Aryans originated from the Indian subcontinent. They also explained the Indo-European link by arguing that the ancient Aryans ventured out from their Indian homeland and spread through Iran, Central Asia and on into Europe. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, is a Hindu nationalist party which ruled in India from 1998 to 2004. Along with other organizations, the BJP actively promotes Hindutva. Hindutva is the socio-political force aimed at protecting Hindu values against corrupting foreign influence. Some organizations inspired by this post-colonial ethos have been accused of religious extremism. In 1991, the BJP organized a pilgrimage through India. The aim was to collect bricks with which to build a temple to Lord Rama in Ayodhya. Ayodhya is the birthplace of Lord Rama. Hindus refer to him as an Aryan ruler and the seventh incarnation of Vishnu who came down to earth to defeat the demon king Ravana. Rama's victory is immortalized in the great Sanskrit epic Ramayana and is celebrated each year on the festival of Diwali. On the 6th December 1992, the BJP, VHP and RSS assembled an estimated 100,000 volunteers in Ayodhya. Together, they destroyed the Babri Masjid, a mosque erected in 1528 by the Muslim ruler Babur. One of the motives behind the destruction was the belief that Rama had been born on the exact spot where the mosque stood. They justified the demolition of the Babri Masjid as an act of retribution for all the Hindu temples destroyed by foreign Muslim rulers during the medieval period. The events of that day were accompanied by the brutal rape and murder of Muslims in Ayodhya. Communal riots in other parts of India followed, as well as reactive Muslim violence against Hindus in other countries. Nazi racism and Hindu extremism stand as stark evidence to the inflammatory nature of Aryan ideology. Given the fact that the term Arya still has current usage as a mark of spiritual attainment, it begs the question of whether or not it can be extricated from more damaging political ideologies. Can it realistically form a positive and inclusive ideal for contemporary societies? Can it realistically form a positive and inclusive ideal for contemporary societies? The swastika is an ancient symbol of India used by Hindus, Jains and Buddhists to represent well-being, good fortune and unity. I'll give an alternative here. the way the Sanskrit word swastika is originally pronounced.